This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Gelman Sciences was once a bustling company, employing hundreds at its Wagner Road facility in Scio Township. That's where a spreading chemical plume began and continues to contaminate groundwater through a good portion of Ann Arbor. The business has since been sold twice and is now closed, save the few employees still charged with cleanup of the contamination. In WEMU's 20th installment of our series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, Barbara Lucas looks at the potential impacts of the situation on the future of our local economy as she takes you inside the green room.
I'm looking at a 1994 letter Charles Gelman wrote to then-Governor John Engler. Some highlights. Governor Engler, our company has contributed to the well-being of this state. We are increasing the number of jobs in the state of Michigan. We've spent $15 million on this issue. We were nearly driven out of business. It is time that the Michigan Health Department reconsider the risk of 1,4-dioxane. Sure enough, the following year, Michigan's dioxane standard was raised from 3 parts per billion to a whopping 77 parts per billion. And 5 years later, it was raised even more to 85, where it stands today. The decision to allow such high levels of dioxane in drinking water doesn't set well with Matt Greff. Matt and his wife, Renee, own Arbor Brewing Company.
It was a short-sighted way to look at helping businesses.
The beer at their Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti breweries is made with City of Ann Arbor water.
Yeah, you helped some businesses 20 years ago, but now you could be jeopardizing a lot more businesses than the single business you were helping.
When he's on sales calls out of state,
I cannot tell you how many times people make a comment like, oh, I hope you're not using that Flint water. And that's where you realize, you know, I hate to say branding or marketing, but Ann Arbor needs to be very, very careful that you don't get marked as someplace like that. So I think it's really important that, you know, we get a grip on this and get it taken care of before we have, you know, a pretty major real and perceived problem.
Stephen Lang-Renzini is president and CEO of University Bank, which he says
has a tremendous investment, tens of millions of dollars in homes and businesses in the exclusion zone.
He's speaking of the area above the contaminated plume, where contact with the groundwater is prohibited. He says the University of Michigan is the economic engine of the area.
So anything that damages the university, you know, could have a major impact on the vitality of our community in the future.
What does the university think? U of M professor Dr. Alan Burton studies risk to aquatic ecosystems.
I don't think the university has a position on it as they, because they shouldn't, because we're an institution of higher education. So we're, for issues like this, we're just trying to gather all the facts and get them out there, you know, to make good decisions with.
But his guess is the plume will not drive people away. He says groundwater contamination is very common in urban environments.
So I find it difficult to believe that a plume of one chemical in Ann Arbor that's not been shown to be in the drinking water is going to deter people from coming to Ann Arbor or having their students here.
Dr. Burton says our region has sources of water pollution that he ranks much higher.
So we have to tackle the things that are causing the biggest problems. And it's really simple stuff, you know, and it's not dioxane.
He says the main culprit is runoff, laden with pesticides, fertilizers, metals, and other pollutants from urban areas, and even more so from farms, which is politically challenging to change.
It's really sad because I want clean water. That's all I care about. You know, I want to be fishing in a trout stream where things are good.
How much of a threat the dioxane plume poses to Ann Arbor is uncertain. But there's consensus that as a state, we need to keep pure Michigan water pure. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. The first 19 installments of the Green Room series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume are available in our archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.